Nolte, CNN hires lying leftist John Harwood to cover White House. By John Nolte on January 21, 2020. Far-left CNN just did least surprising thing ever. Hired old, white, Trump-hating leftist and liar John Harwood to cover the White House. Y'all remember John Harwood, right? He's the guy who got caught emailing Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman John Podesta during the 2016 presidential campaign to express his support, offer guidance, and not ask any tough questions about Hillary's corrupt handling of her emails while Secretary of State. But he did minimize Clinton's outrageous and corrupt behavior in an email to Podesta and Clinton aide Jake Sullivan. Set aside process, this godless hack assured Team Clinton. If there's any specific slash plausible suggestion of nefarious email that Hillary Clinton was trying to hide, I haven't heard it. Oh, and the unbiased, objective, not at all left-wing Harwood was also a moderator for a Republican primary debate. The guy who accused then-candidate, and front-runner, Trump of running a comic book version of a presidential campaign. Let's be honest, Harwood smirked. Is this a comic book version of a presidential campaign? I talked to economic advisors who have served presidents of both parties. They said that you have as much chance of cutting taxes that much without increasing the deficit as you would of flying away from that podium by flapping your arms around. Yeah, that held up well. And then, Harwood was again caught emailing with best bud Podesta where he bragged about how he goaded Trump with that question. I imagine that Obama feels some sad vindication at this demonstration of his years-long point about the opposition party veering off the rails. I certainly am feeling that way with respect to how I questioned Trump at our debate, Harwood wrote in the email. How sad is that, a grown man begging for crumbs from his precious berry? In fact, Harwood's sleazy partisanship is so all-consuming. He assured Podesta that his, Harwood's, own employer, the far-left New York Times, was wrong to cover the facts uncovered by Breitbart's own Peter Schweitzer in his bestseller, Clinton Cash, The Untold Story of How and Why Foreign Governments and Businesses Helped Make Bill and Hillary Rich. I find it weird that Neat made some sort of deal with the guy writing that book, he wrote. We also learned that Harwood, get this, asked the Hillary Clinton's campaign how he should interview Jeb Bush, who was then seen as the most likely Republican to face Hillary in the general election. What should I ask Jeb in speakeasy interview tomorrow? Harwood asked Podesta. Harwood defended this with the claim that asking rival campaigns for questions is no big deal. But Harwood did not cite a single example where he asked Jeb Bush or any other Republican what he should ask a Democrat. Here's a list, compiled by Breitbart's deputy managing editor Ezra Dooley's, of all the things WikiLeaks caught Harwood doing. Congratulated the Clinton campaign for a pretty strong result after Super Tuesday primaries. Congratulated Podesta on the night of the Democratic Nevada caucus, which Clinton won. Congratulated Podesta on White House climate deal that you had a lot to do with. Chit-chatted with Podesta about their shared interest in running. Harwood called Podesta his benchmark for being in good shape. Shared a humorous story from a book party for a former top advisor in Lyndon Johnson's White House. Thanked Podesta for hosting an off-the-record dinner at his home 3 days before Clinton's campaign launch, remarking afterward that the event was fun. Told Podesta and Jennifer Palmieri that they would enjoy an interview he conducted with Scott Walker. Invited Podesta to lunch and dinner. And drinks. Over and over. Boasted to Podesta that his sister-in-law was running a Colorado program to curb teen pregnancy. Sent an email saying only pretty funny. The day after Hillary's cameo on Saturday Night Live. Speculated with Podesta whether Joe Biden would enter the Democratic primary. Then gloated for correctly predicting he would not. Told Podesta to watch out for Dr. Ben Carson. Warning that the Republican candidate could give you real trouble in a general election. Commended the Clinton campaign for a strong video. Asked Podesta his opinion on the Republican debates hosted by Fox News and Fox Business. Apparently not for any reporting on the subject. Told Podesta that criticism of his performance as a GOP debate moderator gave him a better appreciation of media shitstorms. He also bragged about goading Donald Trump, as moderator, into veering off the rails. Praised Hillary's performance at a campaign stop in Newton, Iowa. Wrote a long note defending himself for a less than flattering article on Hillary, concluding, the value of the event, to me, was seeing you guys. Nagged Podesta for an interview with Clinton and passive-aggressively attacked the campaign for turning down his requests. Over and 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 over. Thanked Podesta personally when Clinton finally scheduled an interview for Harwood's Speakeasy on CNBC, called Hillary the person most likely to be next president and wondered why journalists were spending so much time on her illegal handling of classified information. Harwood is also a liar caught lying as a debate moderator in 2016. A liar caught lying about how the fake Steele dossier was legitimate. He even lies about easily verifiable stuff like GDP growth under Trump. Oh, and he's a shameless race baiter. So John Harwood is perfect for CNN. Old. White. Male. Leftist. Race baiting. Liar. Because, this is CNN's echo chamber. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.